dog. And they would take everything from the, they say, rooter to tooter, right? Which I thought that this, both the nose is the rooter, but they say the tooter is the anus end. And I have an old timer was telling me we used everything, in the, even the anus. I'd say the the area around it. No, the whole void. What? Yeah, the area where there isn't anything in the back of the pig, and we would take that, and because there's nothing there, it's infinite. And in that infinite void, in that pig anus infinite void, there we would create a sort of other world, a dream world, where anything was possible, where art had no scale. We could make sculptures the size of galaxies, or they could be very, very tiny. We could make symphonies out of the movements of the planets with low notes so low that they would vibrate dark matter, and high notes so high they would combust stars. Oh, all right, that's great. All from the pig. And then the hoof you can boil down and make, I don't know, we made a sort of substance for our 3D printer. So now we print basically in a kind of swine gelatin. And then the stuff comes out great. It's like a plastic. That's amazing. I didn't know that about Appalachian arts and crafts. You learn something all the time. I want to be maybe a tour guide up in here. I'm looking locally because my submarine story, there, I remember there being water. I was out on the, I don't go to Western Kentucky very much because I'm afraid of the people. But I was there and I was at the caves, the Mammoth Caves out there. And they have, there's some that go on, have water. Like there's a area of water and it goes into the cave. I don't know if people go in there on boats or anything. But it got me to thinking about, you know, caves and submarines. It sounds terrifying. But how I wouldn't have to be on it, you know. I could just have my voice on it. And then people would go on the submarine in these caves doing underwater spelunking, which is very safe if you're in some kind of submersible made out of, I'm going to make mine out of paper mache. Paper mache, it'll get wet. No, but then on top of the paper mache is a layer and layer of lacquer. It's like lacquer, hard lacquerware, the stuff they used to make samurai helmets out of. So believe you me, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's the way you approach things. Like life and submarines and everything. I mean, what's worst case scenario, really? Except the name of a film about the worst case scenario. I don't know if there is a name of a film about it. There sure should be. Right now I'm doing a proof of concept for worst case scenario, which is a movie that I've been thinking about, been in the back of my mind for a long time. And what is it about? Well, right now we're just filming horrible things, and I don't know that there's a linear story. But the investors are pouring in. Pouring money. And if you get in now, you get a magnet. Or something like that. They look like I thought they were magnets when I ordered them. They're mezuzahs. Mezuzot. They're mezuzahs, though. They're not magnets. They're for your door. And they have, they don't even have a little scroll in them. So I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't want to be sacrilegious, but you could put whatever you want in. No one's even going to know. Or just leave it empty. And that's very mysterious. The ultimate commandment is what? Emptiness. Moo. You could put the character Moo on a little scroll in a mezuzah. It's called. And so, what is this? And instead of a shin, you just have moo on it on your being something. I'm not. I'm trying to educate. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and New York City and online, WFMU.org worldwide. Oh my goodness, it's so great to be with you, and I will see you again next week.
support from the old school crew. A serious situation we all go through. It deals with your feelings, so hear what I say. It's like a day when nothing seems to go your way. Boss this, two people, they really like each other. He says there's no one else and she claims there is no other. The feeling's the same and you receive a notion to reveal your inner thoughts and deeply hidden emotions. Tell your mother about your lover, also your best friend. You're mighty proud while you're holding their hands. Boys, yeah, that's my woman, and girls, yeah, that's my man. This person brings a certain warmth to your heart, and everything seems so great at the start. For she loves him, and he also loves her, and it's hard to turn back to who the person you were. But later on, problems start to occur, and the bond which combines y'all turn into a blur. For the feelings were the same, now here's the score. You love them too much, and they don't love you anymore. Due to your attitude and other, or because you're not being true, or maybe they're just plain sick of seeing you. Word. Now it might seem strange, you better take hints quick and make the right change. Rolling, they're gone, and part of your heart's been stolen. Get back on your feet with a hop and a skip, but no, you'd rather go with this dead relationship. Hanging around and buying them stuff, you'll see them every darn day, yet don't see them enough. You follow them around and they claim you're hawking. When conversation comes, you do all the talking. Not to mention attention, we all need a bit. Behind your back they're saying, yeah, he's all on my they're getting sick of you, quite annoyed. And if you have plans for the future, they're now destroyed. You saw what was happening and you still let it. And if you ever let it make love to your girls, you can forget it. Sweetheart, you've been caught and it'll spread around town faster than you thought. Then break up time and you receive the words. Yo, this is from the heart and I know that part hurts. Get over it from now on, don't take short slick. If it's not true love, you shouldn't deal with it. Just think of your future and what is to come, and pay attention to the words that's in this song. They go,
where you going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to?
Don't hurt me.
Don't they know?
And what we have is much more than that. percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm tired of the percolator. Demonstrate the what I create is funky because I'm greater. I made a track to attack the buffet. You black step back so I can rap as I make you jack. Stop to the point that I want. Let me see you jump. The rhythm is hitting the top and making them feel the ball. Check out the style that I bring from the high tip. Throw a fury on the mic, a hole with a tight grip. Disco, throw on the fuck that I make you dance. Pop it off, I'll give it up to put you into the trance. Enhance my technique, my lyrical recipes. I'm popping suckers like I'm on my top like a fat freak. Sweat geeks, rip it off your body as you dance to the rhythm. But this, this, all the DJs that just play the percolator all night. Maybe later you just might pop this cat that I made up because you know it's hype. Shake your body in the party, everybody yell. Listen up what I be giving, percolator hell. Don't get me wrong, percolator beat is on. But the DJ push to play the song on it all night long. Give it a rest, let the other record play a while. Pretty soon we just gonna pop it out of style. But in the meanwhile, check out the rhythm of the shop. I made this because I heard the people shout.
Percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
I'm tired of the
percolator.
House people in the party. boy.
This is, of course, our first time here in Taunton, and we're really, really very happy to be here. We want you to meet all of the members of our band. Starting to my left, Mr. Zachary Bro on guitar and vocals. How about it, Mr. Bro? We're very fortunate to have borrowed our drummer from Stevie Wonder. This man has been working with Stevie for the last 11 years, Mr. Dennis Davis. Our bassist is from Brooklyn, New York. Would you please welcome Mr. Donald Nix? And our illustrious pianist is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mr. Rex Rideout. Here's one of my favorite compositions. This one is entitled Everybody Loves the Sunshine. We'd like to dedicate this composition to the late, great Mr. Miles Davis, who recently passed away. His musical contribution will always be remembered. As you can see and hear, ladies and gentlemen, I'm playing a relatively new instrument. It's called the Cat, the K-A-T, Cat. And it has the vibe sound in it, but it also has a module which allows me to play many various different sounds. Since I'm paying a special tribute to Miles on this composition, I'm going to give you the muted trumpet sound and try to come as close to the sound of Miles Davis as I possibly can. With all due respect to Miles Davis' music, this is the Miles Davis sound right now.
Thank you.
Everybody say yes. Better yet, everybody say yeah. Get involved. Just sorry, let yourself go tonight. Forget about everything else that's been happening. This is time to release yourself from whatever. This is entertainment, that's what it is. It's just so wonderful when you can come out and forget about all your problems, because we all have them. And you can hear other cultures and other music, and you enjoy it and learn and grow as we do. I want you to sing with us. Join in with us. Even if you don't know how to sing, I want you to move your lips like this so that at least you look like you're hearing. The words are so easy to sing. As a matter of fact, they're very easy to say. The words simply go, feel what I feel, when I feel what I feel, when I'm feeling in the sunshine. I'll sing it a few times. You'll get it. Hear it.
What I feel when I'm feeling
in the what's that?
In the sunshine.
Now everybody join in with us now. We're gonna put the camera on you, okay? Here we go.
Feel what I feel when I'm feeling in the what? In the sunshine.
Alright, now do what I do when I'm doing in the sunshine.
Sunshine.
Say what I say when I say what I say when I'm saying.
You have been listening to Mahogany on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Thank you for listening, and have a joyous 4th of July weekend.
scripture tonight gives us the subject, what's your brand? What's your brand? We live today in a world where people just strive off of brands. Amen. People like various types of brands or commodities of different things. Amen. Some folk like Ivory soap. Amen. While others like Zest soap. You can say amen tonight. Some folk like, amen, Camel cigarettes. While other folk like Coos. What's your brand tonight? Some folk like Maxwell House Coffee, while other folk like Sanka Coffee. Oh, we need an amen. Amen. Some folk like Beech Nut Chewing Gum, while other folk like Spearmint. Everybody has a brand. What's your brand tonight?
I died in him. He lives in me. Oh, precious, precious Lamb of Calvary. One thing I do.
Branded by Jesus. That's Charlotte Ann Leakes, the Carrie record.